And here's another thing. If we are to abide in Christ, to stay, dwell and remain where the Father has placed us, we have to be absolutely certain that our behaviour cannot disqualify us. That on a bad day he's not going to say, "That's it, you've done that once too often and out you go." The reason I say this is that many lovely born-again believers mistake position for performance. Saved by grace, they then believe they have to behave in a certain way to remain saved or risk losing their salvation. I've heard it taught many times by many well-known and respected teachers, and it's a source of great grief to my heart because it breeds fear in the hearers and a performance-driven lifestyle rather than a relational lifestyle in the Christ. What they are saying is, you're saved by grace and then you work to keep it. Or there is a threat of losing your salvation by persistent and willful wrong behaviour. They trip up on such scriptures as Galatians 5:19-21, which says this: "The acts of the flesh are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." Here they confuse salvation with inheritance and the flesh with the spirit. They have failed to see that Paul is not talking about salvation but something very different: inheritance. He's not talking about performance but position. You will see that he interchanges statements such as "in Christ" and "in the Lord" as you read through the epistles. When he uses the latter, "in the Lord," he's always talking about behavioural issues. When he uses the former, he's talking about that which no man can take from you, the position Father placed you in the moment you believed on his Son. Salvation is about believing, not performing. It's about faith, not works. It's about relationship, not religion. Beloved, the way you came in is the way you continue. You are saved by grace and continue to be saved by grace. Robed in his righteousness alone, you cannot add one more act of righteousness. It's all his, and it is his delight to give it to you. Having given it to you, it's called imputed righteousness, and he then proceeds to work it in, and this is where inheritance comes in. You may or may not be willing to let go of the lifestyle you lived when you were saved. You may continue in a wrong sexual relationship, but it isn't going to affect your position in Christ. It will affect your inheritance, though. Inheritance is about the amount of him you can contain, 30, 60 or 100-fold. As two things can't occupy the same space, if you persist, for instance, in an adulterous relationship, that part of you isn't under his lordship. That affects your inheritance, how much of him you can contain, because it's no longer two lives to be lived but one, and you get to choose just how much of him you want. You aren't wholehearted in your love and service to Jesus when something else has a place in your heart, and that keeps you in the flesh, and that's what Paul's speaking about here. So it's choices again. It's entirely up to you. He will not love you any the less if you persist in doing things contrary to his revealed will. You're the one who'll suffer in the end. You won't inherit the kingdom in this life. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, self-control and all those lovely things. And your behaviour means you'll forfeit the reward you would otherwise have had when you get to the eternal kingdom. If you get nothing else out of this, get this: your salvation is dependent on your placement, and that is God's part. Your inheritance is dependent on your behavioural choices, and that, beloved of God, is your part. Go in peace, whatever you choose. God bless you.